Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. 15 charged in Medicaid schemes, potentially netted a whopping $90 million. One suspect is on the lam after jumping off a fourth-story balcony trying to get away. RF Kennedy Jr. was, of course, involved in this, as it did have to do with medical fraud, and he's the Health and Human Services Director. Let's go now to Secretary Kennedy on this historic and long-overdue bust of the fraudsters. Let's watch.
Today's arrests represent the largest autism fraud bust in American history. This was not a paperwork error. It was not a technical violation. This was organized threat, organized theft that exploited the most vulnerable children in America, deceived families, stole taxpayer dollars meant to help children with autism access legitimate care and support. Investigators uncovered brazen schemes that billed taxpayers for non-existent services, fraudulent diagnoses, and fake care, while criminals enriched themselves at public expense. Every fraudulent autism diagnosis steals time, care, and resources from the children for whom this program was denied and who desperately need this care. Families with autistic children already face enormous challenges navigating therapies, specialists, and support systems. Fraud makes those barriers even steeper. America is facing a real autism crisis. Today, approximately one in every 31 children is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Medicaid finances a significant share of autism-related services nationwide, and spending has risen dramatically over the last decade, and a lot of that spending is because of fraud. When criminals exploit these programs, taxpayers lose billions, and vulnerable children lose their access to care. Healthcare fraud now costs the United States tens of billions of dollars every year. Some estimates place the broader cost of healthcare fraud and improper payments at $100 billion annually.
Breaking news, a Minnesota judge has just sentenced the mastermind behind the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme, Amy Bach. She just got more than 41 years in prison. The prosecution is asking for a 50-year sentence and her defense about 3 years. So that's somewhere in the middle that they got that, but closer to what obviously the prosecution wanted. The scheme involved theft of nearly $250 million in COVID funding. That money was meant to feed hungry children. State leaders claim they were unaware of the fraud. Here's what Amy Bach told our Alexis McAdams from jail back in January.
I honestly believe Keith Ellison and Governor Walz need to be held accountable. There needs to be an investigation done. If they weren't aware, that's concerning.
Of course, they were aware. This is a level, a fraud of this level does not take place without the complicity of the people in charge. And even if they weren't aware of it, that's not an excuse, because it's their job to be aware of it. They're the ones that we put in charge of the coffers. If the coffers get raided under their watch, that's their fault. It's ridiculous. So thank goodness she went away for, a long time. And at least one person, in the Trump administration, carrying this out with the DOJ, understands what this is really all about. Let's go to clip 26 now.
All of our programs are built for a high trust society. We didn't set up these programs with layers and layers and layers of anti-fraud redundancy, because we set it up for a people who are accustomed to be able to trust their neighbors, their families, and their friends to do the right thing, to be honest, and not to try to bilk their fellow Americans by raiding these programs. It's become clear that social trust has been diminished and that people have taken advantage of these programs.
Yeah, because you invited a bunch of literal pirates, you idiots.